Good morning. Welcome to Jump in Tucson. I'm your guest host, Roman Campuzano, and this morning for Dr. Ed Ackerley. On Friday, we talk about great success stories in Tucson, Arizona, businesses and organizations alike. Today, our guest is Chad Herzog, Associate Vice President of the University of Arizona and Executive and Artistic Director of Arizona Arts Live. How does that fit on your business card?
We fold a few times.
Okay. All right. Again, you're listening to Jump In Tucson on KVOI, 10:30 a.m. The Voice, Tucson's only live local news and talk show. Chad Herzog, tell us a little bit about your story, your background, and how you made your way to be at the university.
Sure. Well, thanks, Roman, and thanks for having me here today. I arrived to Tucson just over 5 years ago to live here, but I'm not a new person to Arizona. I actually grew up in North Phoenix. Okay. And spent the first 18 years of my life in Phoenix. Never thought I would return to Arizona because the Arizona I knew was Phoenix and the Valley area.
Bring the heat.
Bring the place that has zero soul, the place that wants to be anything else but the heart of the desert. And so when I was 18, I moved to the East Coast and went to university there, spent 25 years on the East Coast and doing work at small colleges, international arts festivals, okay, performing arts centers around the country and parts of the world. And then, like I said, about 6 years ago, I was recruited to come to the University of Arizona to take and reimagine what was then UA Presents.
Okay, I remember that, yes.
Yeah, and so in March of 2019, I accepted the position. My wife and I arrived at Tucson in August of 2019. Had no idea you could fall in love with a city or a place as hard and fast as we did.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, you got to love those skies at night. Being able to see all the stars where, you know, in Phoenix, I remember when I lived there in North Phoenix where you were at, I couldn't see a thing.
You can't see a thing. And, you know, like I said, Phoenix has done a very good job of always trying to be something else. I think one of the things that Michelle and I, when we got to Tucson, we realized immediately is the energy we felt from this community, the love for place, the soul that is here, and honestly, we can't imagine living anywhere else today. This is not the Arizona I grew up in, and I'm super glad that we're here.
Super glad. And as we cool off here, as we have this little shift into the fall season, what's that like between here and Phoenix, and what's the difference on that?
You know, it's been so long since I lived in Phoenix that I don't even remember what that was like.
Just right? Remember forehead burning type thing?
Okay. Yeah, yeah. definitely not sad to be in Southern Arizona, to be part of this community and to be making arts and culture and enhancing all arts and culture here.
Excellent. So speaking of arts and culture, what is Arizona Arts Live?
So Arizona Arts Live is part of the University of Arizona. We are the live performing arts presenting organization as part of the university, bringing artists and performers from all around the world to Southern Arizona, and then hopefully enhancing the work of artists and performers here in Southern Arizona and helping take them out to the world. We have a number of performances in Centennial Hall. That's how you may remember UA
yes.
Presents
mm-hmm.
happening in Centennial Hall. When I got here, one of the things, though, that we really talked about is how do we make Southern Arizona our stage rather than being tied to the 2,500-seat venue of Centennial Hall? We know that not all performing arts fit in 2,500 seats, and it's not because it's not big enough.
Right.
but often too big to have those intimate kind of experiences.
Sure, sure.
And so we have performances, yes, in Centennial Hall like tonight, but
okay.
but then also all around. We've done pop-up performances on the mall. Last year we put a hot air balloon from France on the mall of the university. We had 8,000 people
okay.
join us as this contemporary circus company was using the hot air balloon as their primary apparatus, falling in and out of it.
That's fantastic.
We've done stuff, we do a number of things downtown. We have great partners at the Rialto Theater, at Hotel Congress. We're doing things at the MSA Annex. have great partnership with Pueblo Vida. And so we have performances happening downtown. We do a lot of things in South Tucson. But really what I think one of our goals is to invite Southern Arizona to come see us, but really to hopefully be invited by Southern Arizona to bring live performance and arts to them.
Well, what are some of the places that you might foresee the arts from the U of A, your program going to? Are you looking at specific venues that you're trying to, you know, reach out to, or is it just kind of like as you go?
No, I mean, there are definitely places that we try to work with and partner with. We believe in true partnerships. Yes. Not that often, and I'm not saying this at the University of Arizona, but often large universities will bulldoze themselves through a community, and that's not a partnership. And so how do we develop strong, good partnerships where we're invited to work with our community partners? Last year alone, we had over 140 different partners we worked with in Southern Arizona to bring our programming to all of you. And so that's the kind of work we're doing. I think, you know, the tagline of Arizona Arts Live is experience unexpected. And so you're going to see us popping up in places you don't expect to see live performance.
Okay, wonderful. So really quick, and after the break, we're going to talk about this a little bit more, but can you touch on a little bit on what's going to happen tonight with MoMix?
Yeah, so MoMix is a contemporary movement company. Dance, yes, but movement forward company from Connecticut. But they've been around for over 40 years. They've traveled to every continent around the world, thousands of performances. And tonight, they're going to share with us their rendition of Alice in Wonderland.
Yes, very nice. Well, we are looking forward to that. We'll be back here after the break, and we'll be chatting with Chad Herzog, continuing the conversation, Associate Vice President of the University of Arizona and Executive and Artistic Director of the University of Arizona Arts Live.
Thank you.
Let's keep folding those business cards. We'll be right back after the break. Welcome back to Jump In Tucson. This is Roman Campuzano filling in for Dr. Ed Ackerley, who is on a beach somewhere enjoying himself right now. There is some upcoming... Just to top it off, we are speaking with Chad Herzog, Associate Vice President of the University of Arizona and Executive and Artistic Director of Arizona Arts Live. And now, Chad, there are some upcoming events for Arizona Arts Live, including a performance tonight. Tell us a little bit more about MoMix. I know you touched on it just a little bit before the break. Alice, that is sending audiences flying down the rabbit hole in Moses Pendleton's newest creation, inspired by Lewis Carroll's classic Alice in Wonderland. Tell us just a little bit more about that.
Yeah, well, we all know the story of Alice in Wonderland, falling down that rabbit hole. This rendition, or MoMix's rendition of Alice, is really quite special. There are dancers, obviously, but these dancers are flying through the air, trippy music, incredible backdrops. The costuming is just beautiful. And, you know, one thing that I will guarantee everybody has when they leave Alice tonight is they've had a night of extreme fun.
Nice.
And for your listeners, we do have a discount code for you.
Discount code.
Yes. And so if you go to ArizonaArtsLive.com, click on MoMix and buy tickets. When you buy your tickets, hit that unlock button and use the code RABBIT, and any ticket in the house is just $15.
Hey, all right.
Yeah, So a good deal. The other thing I should mention about tickets, and something we're quite proud of with Arizona Arts Live, is any student ticket, regardless of seat, regardless of performance, is always just $10. And we're able to make that happen thanks to our friends at the Marshall Foundation, who underwrite that support for us.
Wonderful.
But that's it. That's really allowed us to go from, I mentioned, coming here 5 years ago in 2019 when we were UA Presents, less than 1% of our audience was made up of students. Today, over 33% of our audience is made up of students, and that's because we've made arts and live performance accessible to all.
Hey, that's really neat. And what do you think is the biggest contributor to that growth?
I think, as the curator of these programmings, I'd hope to say that yes, part of it is the curation and what we're bringing to town, but also that we are making the arts accessible. We do a lot of things, not just on the stage, but by taking artists to our community. And so workshops, master classes, conversations with the artists, but really giving people an opportunity to learn more about them and again, making those tickets accessible.
Fantastic. And Mo Mix Alice is tonight at 7:30 at Centennial Hall. Tickets are still available. And you said the discount code is RABBIT.
RABBIT. So hit that unlock button in Ticketmaster, use the code RABBIT, and your tickets will be just $15.
Sounds like a plan. So, Chad, what else is coming up on the Arizona Arts Live calendar? Can you highlight a few performances?
Absolutely. Roman, one of the things that I'm really excited for and something that we've been doing as Arizona Arts Live are these installation pieces. So a few years ago, you may remember we put life or adult-sized swings on the University of Arizona Mall and invited the community to come swing with us. Mm-hmm. The following year, we had this piece called Impulse, which were teeter-totters or seesaws, and the community got to enjoy that. Last year, we had Los Trompos, which was these spinning tops. And this year, we have this piece that we're calling Tucson Audiorama. And this is inspired by the audioramas in Mexico City. So I was in Mexico City with my wife for her birthday in February, and we were walking through the parks. And many of the parks, but in Condesa and in Roma, we walked in and we saw these essentially parks within a park.
Wow.
And we go inside of them, and they're little quaint spaces that in a sense felt surreal. Ambient music that we were hearing, and we were encouraged to just sit down, unplug, maybe pick up a book that was there, and chill. And we have built one of those to the east side of Centennial Hall. The cool story about being in Mexico City is we walked out of the park in Condesa, and we look across the street, and we saw a familiar face from Tucson, Carlos and Beth Arzate. Carlos has the Arzate Design Group, builds pools here. We see him and we're surprised. We didn't know, you know, in the city of 20 million people, didn't know they were going to be there. We talked about the audioramas, and I said, Carlos, I want to build one of these in Tucson, and he jumped in.
Wow.
And so Carlos and his community of designers, Tucson Hempco, Old Pueblo Hempco is the name of it. They use these Pueblo button blocks to build some things. We have this beautiful garden with music. We're going to do a soft opening tonight and then next week fully open. But I really hope people will come out. And at a time when we have so much noise around us, especially over the next, let's call it 7 weeks, let's join in this audiorama, unplug, leave the noise behind, and center ourselves again and feel the soul of our community.
Excellent. And I'd really like more information on the grand opening of that or the actual opening of that as we go. You know, going back to your story about Mexico City, my grandmother always said that whenever you leave the city or the country, you find the people locally that you're supposed to connect with.
Yeah.
And I find that to be true every time, you know, even if you're in a place where nobody speaks English and then you hear people speaking English and you're like, oh, hey. Yep. And then you find out they're from Tucson, and they're like, oh, hey. And then you find out that they live down the street.
True.
Yeah, or in your case, you know, they're big fans of the arts. They're promoters of it, and now you guys are working together on this venture. So fantastic.
Also in October, though, we have Spider-Man Spider-Verse film that we'll be showing. That's with live orchestration and live DJ. We have Coco, the Disney Pixar film. That's coming in later October. That's with the National Folklorica Orchestra of Mexico.
Okay.
So they'll be on stage, live music again with that film. So some really beautiful experiences. Then we have this U.S. premiere of a dance piece called Frontera. You see it here in Tucson first before it goes to New York. And that's something that we're pretty excited about at Arizona Arts Live, that we've positioned ourselves over the last couple of years since rebuilding the organization to be the place that Tucson has a chance to see this art before anybody else does.
Yes, yes. Do you find more families coming to these kind of events, like with younger kids or older kids?
Yeah, we do. Our audience has gotten a lot younger. So again, back to 2019 when I arrived to town, the average age of our audience was 75 to 85 years old. Today it's 35 to 50. So things have changed in Centennial Hall.
Yes.
Maybe the blue hair that you see is actually dyed that way now. but you know, we're very proud of the way that our audience looks, because our audience looks like Tucson today.
Yes.
So yes, we still have that older community that we're grateful for, and they're strong patrons and really support the arts. But they've also been gracious enough to allow the rest of Tucson to join them in these experiences that we've been having.
You know, I really love that. I have a 25, a 23, and a 6-year-old. So I'm on both ends here.
Yeah.
In addition to that, now I have a grandchild. So, I mean, everybody, I'm especially looking forward to that Coco performance and Mo Mix tonight, of course. And you can still get your tickets, by the way, if you're listening. Use discount code RABBIT. So there are other wonderful arts groups in Tucson, including the symphony, theater, ballet, and more. How does Arizona Arts Live fit in with those?
Yeah, and we have some amazing arts and cultural groups here in Tucson. Those that you mentioned, and so very many more. I think one of the things, you've heard me mention the word, if this was a drinking game today on this show, the number of times that I've said partners, or invitation, or these types of things. And that's really how we work with these organizations, because we don't want to be, as I also said earlier, that bulldozer coming through and just being the sole source of what we have here in Tucson. Instead, we want to make sure that we're partnering, and how do we help elevate all of the arts and cultural organizations here in Tucson? That's why we are putting these performances all over the place. But the Tucson Symphony, Tucson Ballet, they're all big partners of ours, and whether it be that we bring a soloist to join them on stage or help share the work and the crucial work that they're doing, it's something that we're very proud of. The thing that I'll encourage all of your listeners to do is, with any arts organization here in Tucson, if you're interested in a performance, buy your ticket today. Don't wait until day of. The stress that we all have in trying to make sure that ticket sales are happening is real. And for a lot of our organizations, we need those tickets. We need those sales to happen, and we need to make sure that people understand that we survive off of them and you as our community.
Yes, yes. How does that look like for like a family of mine with unexpected twists and turns at the very, very end, where we might not be able to make the show that we bought tickets for? Of course, we're trying to give them away to family. Is there a specific kind of refund process? Is that kind of friendly, or how does that look?
Yeah, I think every organization has a different refund process.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the challenge that a lot of us have is you have one chance to see Mo Mix tonight, right?
Yes.
Or, you know, but then when we have Broadway and Tucson in, there are 8 performances of a Broadway run, so that's a little bit differently. Or our friends that do theater in the community, whether it be ATC or The Rogue, they have multiple runs. But I think everybody's refund policy is different. Things have gotten a little more flexible after COVID, because I don't think anybody wants somebody that's sick in the theater any longer, so we'll work with you around that.
Yes.
But check out the theater that you support on how that works.
All right. Well, let's say we got a couple minutes left here. We spoke a lot about the arts and what you do as a professional. What's something that maybe you kind of want to double down on and talk to our community about, something that you really want them to know?
Yeah. I mean, I want our community to be very proud of where we live.
Okay.
One of the things, and this goes back to 5 years ago when we lived here, and where we were so lucky when Michelle and I moved to this community, we hadn't found a house yet to live in, so we were renting a fully furnished place. And the season that I had adopted as UA Presents was already done, and that meant that every night we were out able to see and explore this community that we live in. And often we're told, well, what could we do to be more like Austin or Portland or you name the city? And my response was, no, we shouldn't do anything. I've been to those places. We don't need to be like them. We need to be Tucson, and we need to be proud of being Tucson. And I hope that all of us who live here can be very proud of this community we live in. We should all be on our rooftop shouting how great this place is that we live, and make sure that we keep it for what it is. And that's the great place that Tucson, Arizona, Southern Arizona is to all of us.
Fantastic, Chad. We are speaking with Chad Herzog, Associate Vice President of the University of Arizona and Executive and Artistic Director of Arizona Arts Live. We'll be back after a few words from our great sponsors. This is KVOI, 1030 AM, The Voice, Tucson's only live local news talk. You are listening to Jump In Tucson. Welcome back to Jump In Tucson. This is your guest host, Roman Campuzano. I am Dr. Ed Ackerley's youngest guest host. On Fridays, we talk about businesses and organizations that have success stories to tell. Our guest for this segment is Catherine. Is it Catherine or Catherine?
Yeah, Catherine.
Catherine Kastens, the Assistant Director of Parks and Recreation for the town of Oro Valley. And just to her side is John Schumacher, Outdoor Recreation and Natural Resource Manager. It's a fantastic day to bark in the park. We're going to talk about that in just a few. But before we do, how long have you been with the town of Oro Valley?
February 2023, so just over a year and a half.
And in that year and a half, what kind of changes have you seen here?
Oh, there's been a lot. Our outdoor recreation division especially has had a lot of changes. We are based out at Historic Steam Pump Ranch on okay. Oracle Road, and our offices just moved to that location. There's been a lot of rehabilitation of the historic buildings out there, and so I started with them right after they had moved to that location with their offices, and we've kind of built a whole new team, and it's been a lot of fun to incorporate that historic ranch into all of our programming, and we do all the town events at the other parks too.
Wonderful. And what kind of responsibilities does someone in your position, your enhanced position, come with at the town of Oro Valley?
Yeah, so when I started, I managed the athletic field and park permit process, and I was running our nature camps for fall and spring break that we run out at Catalina State Park, and we have a camp on site at Steam Pump Ranch, which is called Steam Camp. So for those who are familiar, there's the STEM program, and then they augmented that with arts. And so now it's science, technology, engineering, arts, and math. So we do a STEAM camp
there. I see.
There.
Okay.
Yeah. So it works.
STEAM Very clever.
Camp and Steam Pump Ranch. Yeah.
Steam Pump Ranch. Yes.
Yeah. So now I do a little bit different things. I am in charge of our programming, and one of my new coworkers, he's taking care of the athletics side of things.
Catherine, fantastic. So what services and activities do you offer to the residents of Oro Valley?
Oh my goodness, we have so much. So there's the special event side of things, which we all support my co-manager Dylan in that, but he runs our signature events, which are things like the 4th of July. Our Halloween Spooktacular is coming up October 26th, and we have Snow V over at the community center on La Cañada. We bring in snow, so there's that kind of thing.
Okay.
Yeah. We also do a lot with some senior programming. We do things like gadget guidance, so sometimes senior citizens can bring in their devices to us, and we help them with that. And we've done some more senior social events too, along with our kids' nature programming for our camps and things like that.
That's a lot, you know, especially when it comes to the senior citizens and their electronic devices. I was sitting in Verizon the other day, and I had this like 3-hour problem, and I knew I had a 3-hour problem too, so I was very well prepared for it. So when I was sitting there, in walks in this nice, sweet little lady, and she says, "How long's the wait?" I said, "Well, for me, it's 3 hours." "Oh my goodness," you know, so we start talking, and before you know it, she says, "You know, my phone won't ring. It only vibrates." I said, "Well, can I take a look at it?" She says, "Yeah." I said, "Okay, well, yeah." And I fixed it, and she was able to leave and enjoy her day.
Oh, that's there was, awesome.
Well, there's probably like a 30-minute wait or something like that. But, you know, it's just little things like that that really make a difference for you to have that kind of service available for both sides of life. So you have that side, and you also have, you know, the little children and things of that sort. Mm-hmm. What kind of special programs do you have based more towards the younger population?
Yeah, our day camps are some of our biggest ones. We are popping up some new day camps. So we run a 9-week day camp in the summer out at Steam Pump Ranch called Steam Camp. Then we do, like I mentioned, the nature camp during fall break and spring break. And we do that at Catalina State Park, which is just really fun to get out into that other setting. And last year we started a winter break camp, and we're going to start a rodeo break camp, which rodeo break camp over at a historic ranch is just like perfect, right?
Yes.
So we're doing a lot of those things that help out families who are working during the day, because there's kind of those doldrums after the holidays are over where kids are still on break, but a lot of families need to go back to work. So we do a lot with them, and we really focus on environmental education, outdoor recreation, developing a sense of place and understanding and being connected to where you live and taking mm-hmm. care of it. And the kids just love that. And we see a lot of the same faces from week to week or camp to camp. And they even have a mascot now at the ranch. There's, you know, the Greater Roadrunners that run around. And they named him Bruce. And okay. Now Bruce is kind of like our reason for everything we do. He's like why we clean up our snack trash. He's why we do all that we do at camp.
Oh, goodness. And yeah. Is Bruce kind of a heftier one now?
No, you know what? He stays pretty lean. He's out there getting those lizards. Yeah.
He's getting his steps in, huh?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, tell us a little bit more about, I know after the break we're going to talk about Bark in the Park, but can you just kind of touch on that just a little bit?
Oh, yeah. Bark in the Park is our second time doing this iteration of this event. It used to be called the Doggy Dash. So last year we had Bark in the Park out at Steam Pump Ranch. It's just an evening for dog lovers and dog owners to come out and have a lot of fun. We bring out local vendors who just have resources and services that are relevant. And it's kind of like a big party celebrating that dog in your life. So, or if you need a dog in your life.
Oh, need a dog.
Yeah.
Everybody needs a dog in their life.
Yeah, exactly. I agree.
Well, with that, and we'll be cutting to break here in just a couple of minutes, but I want to touch on one other thing here. So, I know that you touched a little bit about how you dove right into Parks and Rec. Did you do anything prior to that?
Yeah. So when I first moved to Arizona about 3 years ago, I moved out for a position at the Arizona Sonora Desert Museum. And prior to that, I worked for about 3 years in Iowa for a county conservation department. Mm-hmm. I started out as a naturalist, and then I moved into a full-time coordinator position. So, yeah, I love Parks and Rec. I really have been doing this for the past 5 or so years.
And you are that person.
Yeah. Yeah.
That person that yeah, you are made for this job. And we're so lucky to have you in Oro Valley and to be enhancing the community in so many ways. I know we're a little bit early here, but after the break, we're going to come back and we're going to talk a little bit more about Bark in the Park and a few other things. We are chatting with Catherine Castens, Assistant Director of Oro Valley Parks and Recreation, in addition to John Schumacher, Outdoor Recreation and Natural Resource Manager. We'll be back after the break. Welcome back to Jump in Tucson. We are talking with Catherine Castens, Assistant Director of Parks and Recreation for the town of Oro Valley. To our right is John Schumacher, Outdoor Recreation and Natural Resource Manager. Catherine, Just jump right into it. Tomorrow, Bark in the Park, September 28th, 5 o'clock till 8 o'clock. Can you tell us a little bit about that? What's happening at that event?
Yeah, there's quite a lot happening. So we'll be out at Historic Steam Pump Ranch at 10901 North Oracle. And we have a lot going on. One fun part is we do a dog costume contest, and it's just
a Halloween type thing, or is just costume?
It can be whatever. If you want to be Halloween, you can be Halloween. But I mean, we had ZZ Top there last time.
Oh, wow.
A pickleball player and things like that. It was the best. I did the registrations for it last year, and I had the best time of my life. It was great. So people, if they want to enter their dog, and we had human dog combo costumes.
Okay.
So you can dress up with your dog, because what we'll have you do is come up together and walk across our stage on the red carpet.
Yes.
So if the human wants to dress up with the dog, that's welcome too. And you can just register when you get there. And the contest starts at 7, and we'll just announce some winners afterwards. But everyone who participates gets a really awesome swag bag. We had a bunch of folks donate some things to go to that. So Houndstown Marana, Fetch Pet Care, Southern Arizona Animal Food Bank. They all gave us some stuff to put in those swag bags along with what we had.
Swag bag.
Yeah.
And is there stuff for dogs in there too?
It's all for the dogs.
Oh, all for the dogs.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Even better. Well, so Oro Valley Parks and Recreation will be hosting a free community event for those furry family dogs at home. Join the fun on Saturday, September 28th from 5 to 8 p.m. at Steam Pump Ranch for Bark in the Park. Bring your family, friends, and doggies. The costume contest will have on-site registration on the day of event, and entry is free. So we are talking with Catherine Castens and John Schumacher of the Oro Valley Parks and Recreation. Tell us a little bit more about Bark in the Park and what people can expect.
Yeah, there's going to be a ton of activities that will be really fun for everyone. So we have crafts for kids at all of our events, but now we've also included crafts for dogs. So you can decorate a bandana for your dog with a fabric marker. You can do ink-free paw printing for a little keepsake. Your kiddo can make a puppy dog craft out of paper hearts. We have all kinds of things like that. But my one thing I'm really looking forward to is we have a photo booth, but it's the actual photo booth where you print the photo strip. And so we have our customized photo strip, and the people that are coming to do it, Smile AZ Photo Booth, they are going to angle the camera so that you can like get your dog in there with you and that you can be in the photo with them.
Wow.
So they'll be there to help us out with that. And then you can get a digital copy too, along with the printed copy. So I'm really excited about that. Another new part is we got like hundreds of old tennis balls from the community center, and we're going to have these ball pits for the dogs to play in if that's their thing. I'm sure some kiddos and maybe grown-ups will want to be in there too. So that'll be a really fun part of it. And then we'll also have just like the community booths that we're going to have out, including we'll have two animal rescue organizations out there that won't have the dogs with them. And then we have three that will have dogs with them. So we'll have Cherished Tales Senior Sanctuary, Valley Humane Society of Southern AZ, and Paws Without Borders will have dogs.
Okay. Wow. Great organizations, great people. Speaking of great people, John Schumacher, right to your left. John, what's your favorite part about Bark in the Park?
I think giving people a chance to come out with their pets and experience the park that way. A lot of times the events that we do are geared towards kids or seniors, sports, right? But this is a totally different angle where we're allowing people to bring their pets out, because a lot of people, their pets are their kids.
Yes.
So now they're going to have that memory with that pet going forward, and it's going to be a huge thing. And I think Kat has done a great job expanding this. We've kind of morphed it. Last year was the first year we tried it. We're hoping to grow it again this year, and then just going forward, make it a bigger, more barks in the park, right?
Yes.
The more pets that come, the better.
Absolutely. And you're right about that piece where their pets are their kids. You know, my mother, I granted her grandbabies. My sister granted her grandpuppies. Mm-hmm. And so now these are huge puppies, Rottweilers. They take up half the house and, you know, super duper good stuff. But jumping back into the Bark in the Park, what else can people expect?
So I have always been intrigued by the Pima County Public Library's Read to a Dog program. A lot of times they'll bring in rescues, but they'll also bring in other volunteer dogs and let kids who are working on their reading skills just read to this non-judgmental, loving creature. So the library is going to come out to promote their program. They're going to bring some activities too. And, you know, since we're kind of in that warm time of the year still, they're going to be in the air conditioning. You can go in with your dog and cool off and hang out with the library and their volunteer dogs. And we have a lot of other fun things in mind to help us stay cool and have a fun time. So we're going to have our kiddie pools out. We're going to have some spray bottles, some cooling towels, things like that.
What's the weather looking like for tomorrow?
Just warm.
Okay.
Just warm. But you know what? We're Arizonans.
Okay. Yeah. Fair enough. You'll see people, you know, when it's snowing in shorts, and you'll see people at the movie. They just walk by a movie theater. My girlfriend, for example, she walks by a movie theater. She'll put a coat on.
Yes. I'm that person, actually. Yeah.
Oh, good stuff. Tell us one. I know John had told us his favorite thing. What's your favorite thing at the park?
Oh man, last year people walked up to me, and we always have happy people at our events, but last year I had so many people walk up to me and say, do you do more things like this? Do you know about anything else like this? Mm. And it really hit, like John was saying, it really hit this spot that I think people were looking for. Okay. To really like celebrate with their whole family, including their, and their, including their dogs. So.
Yes. And John, going back to you, what's your biggest piece in the, how do you fit into the puzzle? What's your strongest point there?
Well, Kat has drafted me to be the MC for the event. Okay. So I will be the one announcing all the pet costumes and getting that crowd participation to see who really is going to bring their A game with their pet costume and their pet showing
love
off.
That. And you got to... Anyone listening now will also be listening to your voice tomorrow.
Yes, for maybe an hour. You never know. Depends on how many pet costumes there are.
From what I hear, it can get pretty the competition can get pretty heated. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah. It's gonna come down to the end. I can just see those top few contenders are gonna be fighting for those prizes, and there's some really nice prizes too. We've got some donations from some different organizations that are. You know, going to be some really cool pet-centric prizes.
Pet-centric. I like that word.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So we are speaking with John Schumacher, Outdoor Recreation Natural Resource Manager for the town of Oro Valley, and Catherine Castens, Assistant Director, Oro Valley Parks and Recreation. Thank you so much for coming on today. Yeah. This has been a real blast. I learned a lot today. I read through this, and I'm an auditory kind of person. I think everybody else that's listening also has an aspect of that. So in that respect, we really, really appreciate you guys coming in to give it to us, you know, outside of the newspaper, outside of the internet, outside of anything else. So thank you so much for coming.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you for the invitation. We're always glad to talk about our programs.
Absolutely. Coming up on Monday, University of Arizona Wonder Show with Dr. Ed Ackerley, Ted Maxwell host. Tuesday, Grant Kruger will be on Wednesday, and Tom Moulton on Thursday. And Ed Ackerley will be back next Friday. If you'd like to be interviewed on Jump in Tucson and share your success story, go to jumpintucson.com and let us know a little bit about you. And who knows, maybe you'll be live on the air just like everyone here. Jump in Tucson is produced and directed by Ackerley Advertising and broadcasting from the Bustos Media Studios at KVOI 1030 Radio. Thank you for listening, and we hope you jump in Tucson.